March 17th, 2004, another interview with Chief Black Thunderbird Eagle. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you. Robert.
Robert.
Robert to the family.
My question today is for you. Throughout the 2 years that you know, you've been incarcerated,
mm-hmm.
I know that myself and people of the tribe have been praying. Who are we praying to? And are we praying to the ancient ones, the old ones? Is it who are our ancient ones?
That's interesting. People, that's the first time somebody ever pointed that out. That there's a difference between the ancient ones and the old ones, right? The old ones are on the side of Inland, and the ancient ones on the side of Inky. The ancient reason why they say it because Inland came to Earth, and time starts here, and that's how you get ancient. There's no Inland who was originally from the heavens. See, Inland was given charge of the heavens, and Inky was given charge of the Earth. Okay? Both of them were the sons of Anu, but there was the son of the ninth Anu. When you open the holy tablets and you see a face of a person there as Anu, and you wonder, well, how can the Most High, or El Kalum, as he would like to say, how can he have a face? That is the physical manifestation. You have to go back nine other Anus before you get back to. We're in the Bible here. He's one name called Yah. Event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elohim or Elohim is not really a name. It's describing a position. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And Netir from Netiru is also describing an act. It's like saying the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what people are doing is getting this all mixed up, and they use the word El Kalum. El Kalum is an Arabic word meaning the all. And it doesn't have to apply to divinity. It can mean all the people in the room. All Kul is used like all the people in the room also.
Right.
Okay? It's not so much the word, it's not so much the name, it's the Quran, you have the Alihat, which is plural, and Alihim, which is dual. Mm-hmm. Most Muslims won't recognize. Looking at the name, instead of the force, or the energy, or the life, or the essence behind all that.
Mm-hmm.
So people are directed, and some people say, Jesus is Tammuz, Jesus is Horus, Jesus is Maitreya. Jesus, you know, Jesus is Krishna. That's just a name of an event that took place in ancient Egypt that has re-manifested itself over and over again and moved around the world from culture to culture to people to people.
Right.
The only ones holding on to facts and the secrets are the real original El Banayan, which is the original Masonic lodges, not even the ones today that surfaced in the day from the 17th century or from letters and poems, etc. that came about to the Euros who got influenced by the original Egyptians. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's to me, if you talk to me, who am I talking to?
Right.
I'm talking to the Anunnaki. Who me? I'm talking with Inki.
Right.
Like Marduk. You know what I'm saying? I'm dealing with Inki because I know who Inki is, and I know who Inki's family is, and I know who Enlil is, and I know who Anu is. And I know when the Holy Tablets was coming, I know who was there and what who was talking to.
Right.
And I knew that behind the face of Anu, there was a force that goes back further than that, nine dimensions. But everything was not for the mortal ear at the time.
Right.
And that's why in Christianity they use the word faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or in Islam they use the word mu'min or iman, faith. But when it comes down to with Nuwapin, you say, listen, Nuwapin, let me teach you about Anu and Inki. They want me to make God manifest for us so we will believe. That sounds very familiar, right?
Yeah.
They want everything. They don't want to put any trust in their leaders or their teachers. They want me to put everything on. Had I gave them everything the way it was coming to me, the devil would have long time, the reptilian shapeshifters would have long time saw where I was going and nipped it off.
Mm.
I had to put out sporadically. I had to jump from place to place. I had to jump from name to name. I had to jump from religion. And in each one, each time I gave you a little something more.
Right.
About the whole big picture, which we now come down and put. Now you're going to start seeing the whole picture come together as one thing, and you're going to see everything from day one, from the time the seventh seal was opened in 1970, all the way up to now, to the year 2000, when you see the alignment took place, you had the planet shifting, you had the double eclipses, you had all the prophecies come true. 2000 and the year 2004, mm-hmm. or 2003, in fact, when you had meteorites going by, you had Hale-Bopp, you had all these things, not coincidental. These were all part of signs and symbols for those who know to log what day and time we're in. Many people don't want to believe it. They want to hold on to it. They don't want to deal with the facts. Fine by me. I mean, I know what I am. I know who I am, and I know that my miracle is in my works, not in my mouth and not in my hands.
Right.
My miracles is in the books that I write, in the messages coming across you, all the truth that you're getting.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, so, and saying we know that our prayers are to be answered if people
Your prayers are being answered now. Ancient ones and old ones are manifesting their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They're having fun with them, making them put their foot in their mouth. Just by the judge trying to lock down a transcript, he's going to tell the whole world he's hiding something. Just by the fact that he locked down the court without justification, he want people to see it, it's going to show people that he's hiding something. The fact that there was no DNA showing he had something. The fact that he had no real evidence, no pictures, no videotapes, and all the stuff they posted is showing that they're hiding something. So how long can they play this game? So the ancient ones are building us up. Just like when Jesus said about Lazarus, and his sister said, well, Lazarus is dead. He said, no, he's not sick until death. He's sick until the glory of God, as he put it, and the glory of the Son. That's how he made it clear. Well, the same thing is happening in a very similar sense. What's happening is they're making this big thing up, and it's going to be so dynamic and so great, right, that when it gets blown up, it's going to happen. Now the whole world is moving on. What are the Nuwapians? What does that name Nuwapian mean? Who is that guy, Amanubi or Akata? Who is that Malachi? Why all these names? Why were they Muslims? Are they Christians? Are they Jews? Are they Masons? Are they Egyptians? Are they Indians? Are they Sumerians? What are they? Are they pagans? You know, but what you know the main thing is?
What is that?
What are they?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they? Why are they? When are they? Next comes out, where are they?
Right.
Right here. You have the answer. We are the answer to your problems.
Mm. Now, with everything that's going on, so is this some sort of divine prophecy or divine?
Well, I'm beginning to realize now it's all been. I know who we are. So
okay.
That everybody will get the truth.
Right knowledge.
It's coming from the Nuwapo, and it's coming right from the right knowledge, and it's coming from the Anunnaki.
Yes, I have a question in regards to the spell. I want to know, what is the spell exactly, and why hasn't it been broken?
Okay, well, do you realize that the spell in Egypt is one thing, the spell in Sumeria is another thing, the spell in the Bible is one thing. You have Kingu, that's what they call a spell, the spell of ignorance that's in, amongst the Sumerians, right? And then you have the spell of Leviathan, it's mentioned in the Bible, and then you have the spell of Amman, which is in ancient Egypt. It all deals with a hypnotic spell of self-hate, right? The first problem is black people suffer from this spell of not being able to recognize any leadership that is in their own skin color. You follow that? They
yeah.
always must go up against it. If it's not Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they must go against him. If it's the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, they must go up against him. If it's Sir Marcus Garvey, they must go up against him. If it's the Brother Clinton, Osiris, Thothmes, Nax, or Allah of the 5%, they must go up against them. If it's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, they must go against him. And then anybody that person leaves in charge, or anybody who organizes themselves amongst them from that lead, they can't. The spell is a self-destructive spell of ignorance. You follow?
Yes.
And the whole trip is to self-righteousness. So most of the people there who are responsible under the spell, who think they're out of the spell, they're not. These Nwapis are still under the spell, and that's why they're putting money in front of everything they're standing for. And everybody's trying to figure out ways to make a hustle out of this. How can I get the pledges? How could I get this? And then, you know what I mean? And then when someone stopped it, they get mad, and they go attack the person, which namely was a Rochelle or a Rick. They go after them and attack them. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Because of the fact that they're not really attacking the person, they're attacking the spell, the dollar bill, the power of the owl and the dollar bill. They worship the almighty dollar. So everybody wants to go off, organize their own thing, set it up. You follow them, make money off of people, look like a leader, look powerful, you know, set a program. They're mad because they got plans and things. I got plans I want to do, and it doesn't work with what we're doing. I think it's a propagation to make fishes of men. I think it's a skin to wake up our people. People want to do things on the side, little music ideas on the side, little hustles on the side, clothes, on the, anything on the side. But and then it was used as an excuse to say, well, dang, I'm using this because I want to reach people. In actuality, all they're interested in the money. You follow?
Yes.
And plus, they'll just create, come to you with all kind of new plans. I got a new plan idea. And then when you get mad, they say, they don't want to accept my idea. It's your idea because your idea's got to do with money. It ain't got nothing to do with saving those souls. You know, just because a person puts a hat on that you make, that ain't saving your soul. They ain't saving their soul. I think it's to get people out the midst of the devil to break the spell.
Right.
Black people are still under the spell, and we already passed the year 2000. We're in 2004 where the devil's ruled us up. He lost all his powers now. Every day you see he's losing power. He's weakening and weakening and weakening. You know the prophecy from 2012 to 2011. It keeps on going. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the spell of Leviathan, as they call it, or the spell of, you put Leviathan backwards, you get the founder of the St. John Church, is all based on worship of the beast.
Right.
The father, and they're still worshiping his image. They're still, you know, idolizing him. I just see some of the pictures. I saw different people, and I see that these people really have a progress. They just call themselves Nwapin, but they still are walking around with clothes exposing themselves. They think they got to wear tight clothes and draw men. They got to, you know what I'm saying? They do all kind of things. They're still under the spell of lust. The power of lust is what's ruling all these people. So the men are always trying to find new girls. The girls are coming there trying to show off for the men. They got to get in the, be seen. They got to talk a certain way. And some people are still smoking cigarettes, and some of them are still smoking marijuana. Some of them still drinking alcohol beverages. Some of them are even eating bad food, pork and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the spell is still small and strong. And that's what's giving this devil his power right now. We're feeding his power by our doubts of ourselves and our unhonesty. The fact that people are living two lives and not one. In one respect, they pretend they're with you, but then they're so righteous, but then they're so devoted, but then they're sneaking off and they're doing all kind of things, but underhanded behind each other's back, sneaking, all that kind of stuff. And that's feeding the devil. That's the nectar of Satan, deception.
Right.
And there's two principles, is lust, lies, and murder.
Right.
I mean, there's three principles, lust, lies, and murder, which you find in their book. In John 8:44, they mention right in there about the thing the devil's about. He lies, he's a master of liar, he's a master of lust, and he's a destroyer. That's his nature, and as long as y'all keep feeding into his nature, he's going to have it. Right now, we got them on balance. They're all messed up. They don't know what to do. They're trying to figure out how to get rid of this thing, but it's gotten too big. They lied too much. They corrupted so much. You know what I'm saying? That the spell is gone. So they're capitalizing off the weak among us whose lights are turning from green, from the green light to the amber light, because they're getting caught up on the dollar bill, the almighty dollar. How I can make a hustle out of this? I can make some money out of Malachi Wise. I'm going to sell this and sell this. T-shirts or flags or cards or anything they can do on the side to make money for themselves and tell the world, I'm doing this for Pops. I'm doing this to help get Pops out. He said, well, did you take that? Do you go to land every week? No. Are you participating in what's going on in land every day? Well, I sent somebody over there, but did you go there? Well, I don't have the time. Then you ain't really down.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Stop fronting. Yeah. Let the world know that you're full of it. And move on, do your own thing. Stay away from us.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
All right, then.
Well, with all that being said, and you having written 407 books and...
More than that up to date.
And going into knowing that this is the doctrine and Nwapu that you've been giving us. You've been doing this for over 30 years. What must we do to break the spell?
First of all, it's Wu Nwapu, right? The word is really Wu Nwapu. I didn't tell anybody what the word really was because I knew they was going to desecrate it, put on their little stuff, put on little flags, you know, little posters, and just desecrate what we're doing like they always do. The bottom line is, when I put the books out of secrets. I didn't teach people a pattern of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I bounced around from place to place. I bounced around from culture to culture. I bounced around from religion to religion, idea to idea, philosophy to life, science to facts, and some. But in the midst on. All right. So what I did was I was trying to get everybody around to the truth, the facts, and that would help break the spell, right? But I come to find out that people pick and choose. I talk to some people, they're into the metaphysical part of books. They're into the AEO only. I mentioned another person, they're into the racial part. They want to talk about who the Canaanites are and who the Amorites are. Another person wants to talk about the Egyptology. I'm into the Egyptologist part. Another person wants to go into the Anunnaki part of it. You know what I'm saying? People, instead of following the procedure and doing what they're supposed to do, dice the books down, took it apart, then men went off, sit down, tell their family the part they want. Some people are still teaching their children the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. You know what I'm saying? They didn't move over. When I say move over, they never really picked up Nubic, because Nubic meant they had to study ancient Moorish language. They didn't want to do that. And they could be questioned as to their pronunciation and their articulation. So what they did is jumped on any language that they can, you know, say that they got control of the pronunciation of it. Right. They really dealing with the fact that a lot of people are just ego-tripping. I understand a lot of Negro men have been subject. They've been under the pressure of the white man or worshiping his image so long, wanting to be him, that they really can't listen to me or nobody else. So when they get their little family, they got to form a little organization around themselves. They got to, and in the process, periodically, my name may come up, but then they got to subtly, but strategically beat me down in their own kind of way, in order for them to keep a following, visiting their house, or visiting their school, or visiting their little organization, or whatever the case may be. And I'm not talking about Brother Latif. You know what I'm saying? Like they go say, that people, you know, I'm not talking about Brother Latif, I'm talking about many others out there that are doing this here. You follow? Mm-hmm. So
yes.
All the books I wrote won't mean nothing if they don't really get down, have study classes, circles, people get into it with pencil papers, get the online, strong, check the, you know what I mean? Check the books we tell them to read inside the books. It ain't gonna mean nothing.
Right.
It'll just be a bunch of information, just like we're the only organization that has put this much information out. The Nation of Islam had a lot of books, but they didn't have nowhere near about the information.
Right.
You follow? And the same thing with Yahweh being there, but nobody's on this level of information or outformation to be more to fix your outlect as opposed to your intellect. I mean, nobody has an understanding. Everybody's still in an understanding. Nobody's, you know, everybody's dome is not full of, it's not full of information. They're not wise. So you have this ongoing ignorance, and ignorance and ignorance is being perpetrated because the people, this men out there, they're the ego tripping it, and they want to look great in front of, they want to look heavy in front of sisters. So they don't dress the way we say dress, or they don't do this here, or they don't do that. They got to do it. Then we say, you have a big gathering, you know, you have a big gathering, everybody comes a certain way, certain people come dressed the way they want to dress.
Yeah.
Trying to look a little different, I'm trying to look, all that there is just the devil. That's the devil's way of getting inside a person, saying we need you to break the pattern because we can't get a copy. Everybody, we can't get a carbon copy going. And that's why in the Muslim world, they had a thing called a sunnah, where everybody was so busy, they taught them, follow the way of your leader. Act like him, walk like him, talk like him. And that's why that thing grew so fast.
Mm.
That's why it's growing so fast. But when it comes down to here, everybody picks up a little bit what I say. And I'm not telling people to walk like me, talk like me, and be like me by far, because they can't. You follow? But I'm saying, they just like none of the Muslims can really be Muhammad, and none of the Christians can really be Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they have a pattern which they follow. The Jews didn't follow Moses' pattern, and that's why they're disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The Christians try to follow Christ, so they call themselves Christians Christ. So therefore, they're moving. Muslims try to follow Muhammad. They don't like the word Muhammad in, but it does say, and that's why they're expanding. And you're not going to get very far. You follow?
Yeah.
You don't have some type of, you know, steps you or procedure you follow. I laid it all out, but people don't want to cooperate. They want to do their own thing because men are tripping.
Mm-hmm.
And they become envious. They're jealous of me. And they pretend they love me. They pretend in the congregation, but they really don't. But when they, because their wives say, boy, Pops is smart. That reads a little jealousy in the man. He gets insecure, and he's because he's sitting crossed up between the teacher, the father, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The preacher, and the man. So they got to keep hating him, but a man like everybody else. But every time you make me a man like everybody else, then you show why don't you have as much as intelligence? When you make me as equal as you, then all you're doing is revealing your inefficiencies.
Mm.
And so that's what's happening. It's really coming from a lot of people who are ego tripping. A lot of guys out there who just want to take portions of what I teach and then change it to suit themselves, and they use it to pull women, they use it to form little cliques and little sub-cliques, and they want to make like they're in contact with the Anunnaki, or they want to make like they're in they want to make like the Demurduk. Some people call themselves Murduk, some people call themselves Amanubidis, and some people call themselves Mikhail, you know what I mean? And Ibiru.
Right.
They get crazy. Instead of just staying in their place and get alert, so this ain't no joke. Same, you know, this ain't no Boy Scouts of America. This is real.
Right.
Don't you see the prophecies unfolding? Don't you see the climatic changes? Don't you see the devil has lost all his power in the world? Don't they people see there are two eclipses in 2003? Don't they see the Beatles have been sighted? The 10th planet has already been sighted? Don't they see the storm of meteorites are coming towards this earth? The water has been poisoned with wormwood. You can't tell the men from the women. The animals are being born with 2 and 3 heads, frogs with 2 and 3 legs. People double up on Siamese twins, more diseases and pestilence than they can control. The ice caps are melting. If it's sun, the ozone layer. son-in-law, don't y'all see that the prophecies are fulfilling themselves as found in the holy tablets? Everything is opening up. But then people are going to take at this point and start ego tripping.
Right.
And start, you know, going off on his name. They think the devil snatched me up off his feet because they came to the conclusion that's the one. It ain't those other people. He's the one with the knowledge. That's the man with the right knowledge. That's the man we got to get rid of.
Right.
That's why they snatched me off the street. They knew what I represented. They knew I represented nothing but facts.
Right.
They knew I didn't have a belief in my system. They knew all that stuff of belief in this belief. It sounds good in common sense. They knew I'm like, I want no facts. That's not true. Throw it away. That's not true. Throw it away. That's not confirmed. Throw it away. And they don't need a generation of blacks coming along like that. They need no Nubians or Nuwapians coming up with that mentality that I want to believe nothing you say if you can't prove it. Because he can't prove anything he says.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's a tactic the devil's using. And regardless how many books I write and how much I try to explain, how much I teach, you follow?
Yeah.
The niggas ain't going to listen because there's always a nigga sitting up in the crowd who wants to impress his wife or his girlfriend that he's as smart as I am.
Mm.
That's all he needs. And she might buy it. But he's been done if he's done because he's afraid that if she get around the land and get around brothers that are smart, who really study, who really, you know, really put their heart in it to the letter, then you'll see Miles been really studying. He ain't real, you know, Nuwapin. He's fronting. Miles been still smokes reefer. Miles been still gets drunk. Miles been still, you know, running around using vulgarity and chasing a whole bunch of different women. You'll see how phony it is, so you got to stop him from coming to the land, set up different places, you know, all kind of games.
Right.
So in actuality, regardless of how many books I write, these people are not going to follow him. It don't make no difference. And
right.
There will be the devil's power. Stay on them. And what I'm going, the devil's trying to stop me point blank. He don't care about the land. He don't care about our kids. He don't care about that he's trying to stop right knowledge.
Mm.
He sees that this is the solution. This is the answer to their problems. They see that.
Right.
If all of that, they didn't want this day to come when I take and I pull all the books and all the teachers over the years and pull them around and say, so now this is what I was saying.
Mm.
And they knew that was coming. They knew I was going to start in 2003. They knew what I was doing. In 2003, they knew I had that 3.5 years prophesied in the Bible, which takes you from 2000 to 2003 June. So they knew in June of 2003 what I was going to do on the land. They said, we got to get him off the street then. We don't care how we do it. Rush, mess up, trip over ourselves. But get this man off the street before 2003. Cut him off from his people. That's why other inmates get born, other inmates go out. Other inmates, I was cut off from the telephone. They made sure the whole year, 2003, there was no contact.
Right.
And after that was over, they knew the prophecy, the prophetic date was gone. Okay, we can let them talk to people on the telephone now. We can let them do anything because them niggas all confused now. The alignment was there. All the stars lined up. The planets were in alignment. We had the sun and the moon eclipse, which is representing the moon and sun cycle together. They knew it. They knew that was a transformation of power, and that everybody was open up at a certain hour in June, right, when the summer solstice came in. They knew that all of y'all would have been opened up, and I would have told everybody, gather around the pyramid at this particular time and watch at a certain time. But I couldn't say it to anybody. I had to wait. But they said, they knew it because the devils would know who they are. They said, snatch him up the street.
Mm.
And people are going to array. They'll start arguing, each other, fussing with each other, and turning against each other, ego tripping, not liking this one, not believing this one. And then slavery surely destroy him. But the Most High, I knew, stepped in again and made a way for us to get to people again now, like these tapes.
Right.
And people are starting to boom, come together. They come all together. The Nation of Islam, the Bible says, all of us are coming together now. So we got to work as one. We got to not stop going around saying Elijah Muhammad is not the messenger of Allah. If he says he's the messenger of Allah, that's who he is. We got to stop saying Clarence 13X is not Allah. If he says he's Allah, that's who he is. We got to stop saying Noble Jawali without saying the prophet Noble Jawali. If that's who he declared who he is, that's who he is. Etc. Stop going to I'm better than you and I know more than you and I'm smarter than you. No, we all got to get together. If Elijah Muhammad left Minister Louis Farrakhan in charge, and Minister Louis Farrakhan is in charge of Islam, we must respect that.
Right.
I'm not saying that because I'm incarcerated, because I won't always be incarcerated. I'll get out. I'll still teach the same thing when I get out. Instead, all they're trying to do is get you past a period of time with the truth.
Right.
The era of lies again.
Mm.
Right?
Yes, and I know there was a saying that that you said plenty of times is that the hourglass is almost empty, and at one point in time you said the hourglass is empty.
That's
what
right.
was meant by that statement?
If the hourglass is empty, all the time is run out. There's no more time to play games. Time is run out. The devil's time is up. He lost his power, world respect, his economic structure's gone, his manufacturing ability's gone, his education, he's nothing. He's nothing no more. Nobody in the world respects him no more. He's nobody. Just now is a matter of just coming down gradually, and he knows it. So he's trying to create power by controlling people with one worldism, by just dominating people by force, going to everybody's country, just taking it by force. You can't do it either because you're not strong enough to hold on to everybody. And eventually, the different people in this country that are participating in the system are going to get mad about the abuse they're receiving individually, like all the black soldiers and all them people. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, going to say, man, my grandfather or my grandfather was in Vietnam. Got Agent Orange. And you ain't giving him nothing. My great-great-grandfather was in the First World War, blacks. And your dogs, man, we ain't going to Puerto Rico. Say, we ain't going to Mexico. Say, we ain't going. The Native Americans say, we ain't going. All the foreigners, and they about it. Right now, by holding me, he's making himself look powerful. But we on the inside know how many mistakes he made. He couldn't even construct this system right.
Right.
They can try to hide it. They can go to the sentence in and make it look good on television and exaggerate this and make like they can fake it. They can do all that coloring because that's what they do. They're fakers. That's what television is about. Paper television is a book of fakers. Fake stories, fake lifestyle, fake deaths, first rugs, fake robberies, fake future. Everything's fake. And they've been propagating, so you can't get the real mixed up with the phony.
Right.
The reality is the case is bullcrap. That's
right.
The reality of it. But for the public, they can believe anything they feel like believing. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I know most of the people looking at that case and they really who have any sense say this is crap. But it's just not me. There's a whole bunch of people gathering with you today on that land.
Right.
That who all have the same problem and something must be done. These
That's
people
right.
must be stopped. Because they
right.
cannot just keep on going and lying like that. First of all, the jail's overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
And they're breeding angry people who are only going to come out even more angry of all races.
Mm.
You follow?
Yes.
What it meant, an hourglass is empty, means his time is over. The end, you know, bye, finish. He lost power, he lost respect, he even loses his health.
Mm.
Diseases and all kinds of stuff is taken. The children's mind are corroded, the kids are going to school with guns and shooting each other up. He's running around trying to snatch guns out of black folks' hands, but his kids are the ones doing it. Columbine wasn't black.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on. He's been pulling out there beating up black people in the street. Meanwhile, when you watch them cop stories, man, I said the one that give him a hard time when they're trying to arrest him, kid. Listen at him. The black man, they walk up and say, get in the car. He says, okay. Why? Because by nature, we're nonviolent people.
Right.
We're committed to it by nature. It's like any other creature. You keep calling him, then he comes out there calling at you.
That's right. And now, with the spell being broken, but with the devil's end or the devil's rule being up, if we don't come together like you're talking about in unity and working together.
Then they go back to the same conversation that Inla and Enki had with that new way back in the beginning of the time, where it's not really worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Enki won the right to germinate the planet Earth and try to do something by breeding with y'all. You follow that?
Yes.
But then when he got here and lived with them and married one of them and had children, and people started going bad and they started being spoiled by the knowledge, then they had to bring about the flood.
Right.
Now we're at that time again where we're coming in and when the devil has no rule, who's going to rule it?
Right.
And the people are not ready. They're supposed to be ready for this here. They're supposed to be groomed to be back in their position. You follow? But they
yes.
won't. They're surrendering themselves to him and his ways and his bad habits all over again. So
mm-hmm.
it'll cause then is total destruction.
Mm-hmm.
The elimination of it all by great balls of fire, which they already are finding in South America. Big, big, tremendous balls of stone that stretch was going to pull up, heat up, and send back. Look it up. I forgot what they cooked the place they find. These big balls of stone. Big, big orbs.
Right.
They don't decide where they're doing there. How they get there? Who put them there? The Anunnaki put them there. They stored them there way out in the jungles and stuff of South America. They're going to see those balls of fire shooting towards the air, and they're going to heat up and come back. It's going to look like that. They're going to say, it's a meteorite storm. New world.
Mm.
End of it.
Thank you.
I'll call you later.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful.